Philip Hui will be bringing us today's message titled Praying at All Times.
許牧師同我哋講到不住禱告。
Let's bow forward in prayer. Father, we thank you for a day to come and give you all the glory. Father, for you are our Creator God. For you are our Father. And you deserve all our praise and all our thanks. For it is only by grace, your grace, that we're even allowed to be in your presence. Father, we thank you for your love for us. You would send your Son to die on the cross for our sins. And even while we were rebellious, you would choose to love us. Thank you for this amazing grace that you've given to us. Lord, help us to walk worthy of your calling. We thank you for your word. We thank you for our study in the book of Ephesians. Help us to recall always your words. That it is your word that shines a light onto our path. We pray that as these words in Ephesians may awaken our spirits to be attentive, to realize that we are in a spiritual battle. That we live for your kingdom. And we need to battle for your kingdom. To bring your rule into this world. And as your ambassadors, you call us to be able to shine for you. To stand firm in our faith. And Father, we pray that your Spirit will enable us to do so. Open our eyes to see your glory and grace. Open our ears of our hearts to receive your word. That you will make us and mold us more and more like Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we come to the last study in our book of Ephesians. Last week we talked about that final piece of armor.
上個星期我們已經講到這個軍裝最後的一件
The sword of the Spirit, God's word.
這個就是聖靈的寶劍神的話語。
And how important that sword is for us to fight this battle.
亦都講到我們在這一場爭戰裡面 這一把的寶劍是多麼重要。
And today we come to verse 18 to 20.
今天我們就要講到第18節到第20節。
And as Paul ends this section, he concludes by adding a prayer.
當 保罗要结束的时候，佢就系用一个祷告嚟到结束。
That's a very normal thing for us Christians, right? Every time we have a meeting, we end with a prayer.
作为一个基督徒，这个系咪应该尝试咧？如果我哋要结束一啲嘅聚会嘅时候，我哋都会话啊，我哋一齐嘅嚟到祈祷。
Every time we finish a gathering, we end with a prayer.
我哋焦聚之后，我哋结束嘅时候，我哋又话去祈祷。
And you're probably waiting for those very words now to say, let's pray, right?
你哋而家系咪等紧我讲啊？我哋一齐去祈祷啦。
The sermon ends, let's pray.
讲完到啦，我哋又祈祷啦。
And it's very common routine.
呢个系一个好普遍嘅做法。
Now, is this just a closing common routine that Paul is giving us here?
但系保罗呢度系咪就系俾我哋呢啲咁普通嘅结束嘅方法咧？
No.
其实唔系。
All right, we have to highlight this and say this importantly. Prayer is a vital part of your armor. Prayer is foundational. It's a foundational element of your armor of God.
That
shows our dependence upon God. Prayer is not something that we add on at the end. It's not optional. And we as Christians have to realize that prayer is a vital, vital element in our spiritual growth.
我们作为基督徒, 我们也知道在我们的属灵, 成长里面, 祷告是不可以缺少的。
And a lot of times it's very related. How our spiritual lives are is related to how our prayer lives are.
有时我们的属灵生命的境况是怎样, 直接跟我们的祷告生命是有关的。
And if we ever want to grow spiritually,
如果我们在属灵生命里面, 我们要成长,
prayer must be something that grows in our lives as well.
同样在我们的生命里面, 祷告也要越发加大。
Paul emphasizes this in verse 18.
在18节保罗就是强调了。
Pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints.
第18节这样讲, 靠着圣灵, 随时多方祷告祈求。 并要在此警醒不倦, 为众圣徒祈求。
What's the word that you hear repeated here?
在英文翻译本里面, 你听到重复又重复的字是什么?
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's only in English.
在英文翻译本,
all.
就是说, 随时多方。
All right, the Greek word is pass.
希列文就是 pass这个字。
Okay, and it's used four times here.
在英文的翻译本, all这个字,
only place that it's ever used like this.
随时多方用了四次。
You know, what's Paul doing is he's highlighting, emphasizing the importance of what he's trying to say.
保罗在这里就是要强调他所讲的东西是有多么重要。
Just pay attention.
留心啦,
this is very important.
因为这个是很重要的。
What he's saying is really, 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 really important.
他所讲的东西是实在很重要。
All right, so pay attention and don't miss it.
那你们要留心啦, 不要错过啊。
So today we're going to be focusing on this one verse.
我们今天就是要专注这一节。
And look at all the points that Paul emphasizes with this word all.
就是看到神, 看到保罗在这里强调什么叫做随时多方呢?
Well, the first one is pray at all times.
第一点就是要随时祷告。
You know, it can't get much simpler than that.
不可以再简单一点再解释了。
But as a Christian, you must be praying at all times.
成为一个, 当你是一个基督徒的时候, 你是应该随时祷告。
You know, it's not just here that it says that.
不是只是说在这里这样说。
Throughout the whole Bible, it calls you to pray.
整本圣经都叫你去祷告。
1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says that we are to pray without ceasing.
帖撒罗尼加第五章第十七节，他说我们要不止息的来祷告。
Romans 12 says that we are to continue to pray diligently all the time.
罗马书12章12节就是说我们要殷勤的去祷告。
And in Luke 21,
路加福音,
he says that we're to watch and pray always.
路加福音21章36节就说我们要警醒祷告。
So that's a very simple first point. As a Christian, you must always constantly be in prayer.
第一点很简单的, 作为一个基督徒, 你就要去随时的祷告。
You know, but how does that work in everyday life?
但在日常生活又怎样应用呢?
Does that mean you walk around with your eyes closed and just pray everywhere you walk?
是不是就是说你走路, 眯着眼睛一路祈祷, 一路走呢?
No, that doesn't sound very practical.
好像不是很实际。
You know, people are busy.
人是很繁忙的。
You know, you're always on the go.
你时时都有些事去做。
You know, finding the time to pray besides breakfast, lunch, and dinner is sometimes pretty hard.
有时除了早餐, 午餐, 晚餐, 要祈祷之外, 其他时间要祈祷都很难的了。
So what is this call to pray at all times? How does it make sense?
那这里, 就是要我们随时祈祷, 那怎样可以做得到呢?
How can you pray all day without ceasing?
你怎可以整天不止息地去祷告呢？
Doesn't sound like something that we can practically actually do.
好像不实际哦。
You know, there was a time when I was always getting butt-dialed by someone.
我有一个时期呢，我好多时呢都有人唔觉意打咗电话俾我。
You know, it wasn't just George, William was doing the same thing.
唔单止系 George 咁样做 ，William 都系咁样做嘅。
But every time, a lot of times I would be, you know, walking around, my phone would be ringing and I'll answer it, and all you hear is going shh shh.
咁咧，我喺度做紧嘢，我个手提电话就响啦，但系我接咗线之后咧，我就系听到呢啲咁嘅沙沙声。
And this is rustling sound. Oh, the phone's in somebody's pocket.
为什么会沙沙声？原来电话在他们的袋里面。
They're walking and this phone is calling me and you hear this back and forth rubbing of the pants.
那你就是他们在这里走路的，但是呢就跟我拨了线，那我就是听到他们走路的声音。
Sometimes they're talking to someone.
有时呢他们是跟其他人讲的事。
And then I'm on the phone shouting, hello!
那我就在电话里大叫说 why?
I'm whistling.
我甚至乎吹埋口哨啦。
I'm here, hello.
我喺度啦。
And they don't answer me.
佢哋唔会答我噶喎。
You know, and sometimes just out of curiosity, I leave that phone running and I listen to see what's happening.
咁有一次咧，我就系因为我好想知道啊，究竟发生咩事咧？我想听下佢哋点啦。
Oh, and you can imagine all the juicy things you can hear.
你睇下，我谂下，我听到啲乜嘢
？I'm just kidding.
佢讲笑啫。
The point about that is.
但是我想讲的是什么？
In many ways, we're actually on speakerphone to Jesus all the time.
其实很多时候我们跟耶稣都是拨了线的。
Our speakerphone is always on. God is always listening.
我们跟神那个电话，这个扩音机是开了的，是神几时都是听着的。
Unlike George and William, they're paying attention.
不是好像 George 和 William 那样，他们没有留心。
They want to hear the words you have to say.
但是神是要听到你要讲的说话。
God is actively, attentively listening to your voice.
神是活跃地听着你讲的。
Because you're always connected to God.
因为你时常都是与神相连。
And that's the point. Pray always because God is always on speakerphone with you.
就是这点随时的祷告，因为神已经是听紧了，接了你的电话了。
He speaks to you through his word.
他就是藉着他的话语跟你说话。
And he speaks to you through the words that you have stored in your heart.
也都藉着你等在你心里面他的话语来跟你说话。
And it's your heart and your prayers that actually go up to him all the time.
而你的祷告就是你对神的说话。
A commentator put it this way.
有一个解经家他这样说。
It's a whole phrase, so let me be patient as I read the whole phrase.
那呢请留心听我读出来。
Always be in communion with the Lord. Keep the receiver off the hook. All right? Never having to say when you pray, Lord, we come into thy presence, because you never left his presence.A Christian must pray always because he's always subject to temptations and attacks of the devil. A surprise attack has defeated more than one believer who forgot to pray without ceasing.
有一个解经家他这样说，你们要常常的与主相交，你们要不要收了这个电话线。你们祈祷的时候从来都不需要说主啊，我来到你的面前，因为你从来没有离开过主的面前。一个基督徒要常常的去祷告，因为他是常常面对试探，面对魔鬼的攻击。一个突击底下就会击败不止一个忘记了不住祷告的信徒。
Keep the receiver off the hook.
不要收线。
Right? It's never hung up.
不要收了条线。
Right? Your line of communication to God is always connected.
你跟神的这个对话，这条线是永远是打开的。
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
无论你在哪一度，无论你做什么都好，
God is the one that is with you.
神就是与你同在。
So you are with God, you can communicate to God all the time.
所以你係時時同神一起，時時可以同神有呢個對話。
That is how you can pray without ceasing all the time.
呢個就係你可以時常不住嘅禱告。
So this idea of praying all the time, praying without ceasing.
就係呢一個不住嘅禱告，常常嘅禱告，隨時嘅禱告。
It's saying to us as Christians that we must have this consciousness of God's presence at all times in our lives.
就係要我哋做基督徒嘅，有呢一個嘅意識，知道神係常與我哋同在。
That is your blessing as a child of God.
呢個就係做神兒女嘅一個祝福。
That for now on, as His child, you are never, never out of His sight.
從始至到終，因為你係佢嘅兒女嘅時候，佢永遠都係看顧著你。
He's always walking with you.
与你同行,
wherever you may be.
无论你去到哪一地,
you remember that word coram Deo?
你记不记得那个字, coram Deo?
The Latin phrase that says before the face of God.
就是这个拉丁文的意思就是说在神面前。
We must realize we are always in the presence of the Lord.
我们一定要知道我们是常常在神的面前。
And that prayer is something that we do constantly in our hearts.
而祷告是时常在我们的心里面来发出。
It's something that doesn't stop because you have a God that is always with you.
不可以说因为神是常与你同在的时候，你就不需要祈祷。
You know, just like when Mabel's with me.
就是好像Mabel跟我一起。
You know, she is the talker in the family, if you already know.
你知道喺我家中咧，系Mabel最中意讲嘢嘅。All
right, I'm the one that always listens.
佢咧，我就系聆听嗰位啦。You
know, and she gets upset when I don't respond.
如果我唔回答咧，佢就会嬲噶啦。But
every time we go anywhere, do anything.
无论我哋去边度好，做乜嘢都好。There
has to be constant. Yep, 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 yep.
咁咧，就会咧有好多嘢讲嘅。You
know. But that's what God wants from us.
但是神就是要我们这样啊。
You know, even though she's yap, 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 I want my wife to talk to me.
虽然呢，我老婆讲好多嘢嘅，但是我都会想她跟我讲。
You know, and it's my sin where I have to repent and says, yeah, I have to respond back.
这个也是我的罪，因为我都说我应该去回应的。
Because that's the only way you can grow in communication within any relationship.
因为唯有这样在一个关系里面，你才可以成长。
Our marriage grows stale and bad because she talks and I don't listen.
我们的婚姻呢，会有阻滞的，如果一个人在这里讲，一个人不回应。
Or else, She does a lot of talking, but I never talk.
What?
You do the talking, but I never talk.
如果係淨係一個喺度猛講，另外一個唔講。
And that relationship is only one-sided.
咁呢一個嘅關係只係單方面嘅。
And there's no building of mutual relationship with each other if we don't both communicate.
如果兩個唔去溝通嘅時候，呢一個嘅關係係唔會成長。
And our marriage grows weak because of that.
一个的婚姻会变得软弱，就是因为没有沟通。
Same exact thing with God.
其实跟神是一样的。
You read His word, He speaks to you.
你读他的话语的时候，就是神对你说话。
But are you communicating always with your heart to God?
但是你是不是随时的将你的心摊开给神呢?
That is prayer.
这个就是祷告了。
And when we communicate as a husband and wife, we learn to encourage each other, challenge each other.
当夫妻彼此的沟通的时候，你就去彼此的鼓励，或者彼此的挑战。
And it's when you pray to God.
而当你去祈祷的时候,
that God talks back to you and reinforces His words into your heart.
当神对你说话的时候，神亦都坚固在你心里面留在他的话语。
That's how the Spirit works.
圣灵就是这样工作。
His Spirit works through His word that connects you to Him through His word.
圣灵就是藉着神的话使你与神相连。
And prayer is meant to help to connect you to God.
而祷告就是使你与神相连。
You see, Jesus died on the cross for a very, very important reason.
耶稣是为了一个很重要的目的在十字架上牺牲。
He came to restore a relationship with you.
主耶稣来到就是要回复一个的关系。
Okay, because relationship was broken. We had no relationship. We were rebellious against God. Because our sin held us away from God. Because God is so holy and righteous that he can't bear sin. And therefore, because of that sin, we were separated from God. But God loves us enough to send his son to come and die on the cross for us. So that we can be forgiven of our sins. Because why? Why? He doesn't want you to be his enemy.
Alright,
because the whole reason why he created you was that he desired to have fellowship with you.
You
know, isn't that an amazing thing that God, the Creator, the most powerful being in the world, wants a relationship with you? That is something amazing we should never, never take for granted. God desires to be in relationship with you. And through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, that relationship is now restored. You're experiencing something that is a miracle. That you now walk hand in hand with the Lord. Right, even before the new creation of the new world and new earth, you are restored in relationship to God. Yes, one day you will see him face to face. But now he's with you by his Spirit, step by step. That is something we as Christians need to realize. Our hearts are fully open to God.
There's
nothing that you can hide from him.
And
therefore, we should fully embrace him.
You know,
and prayer is the greatest expression of our fellowship and dependence upon God. Through Christ, you have this amazing gift. You have direct access to God the Father. That is why we pray. We pray. Because that's the most biggest expression of our love and devotion to God. We're redeemed to fellowship with the Lord.
But
God is always present. Through everything you go through in life. Through all the ups and downs. He's there to lift you up when you go through the pains and sufferings of life. You know, he's there cheering you on as you experience the joys and the victories of life. That's what Quorum Deo means.
Alright,
your life is an open book before the Lord. And this is the way that we should live.
Right,
this is the lifestyle that we're called to have. That we have this consciousness, God consciousness way of life. That God is always in my presence. Yeah, because he's your Lord, he's your God. Better way to put it is that you are always in his presence. So that's why prayer can be lifted up all the time, constantly. Pray anywhere, everywhere. Prayer doesn't have to be limited to your quiet time or devotional or group prayer. The other things are important too. But what Paul is emphasizing here is not talking about church prayer meetings. He's talking about prayer as a constant communion with God that you as his child has.
在这里是说到, 当你成为神的儿女的时候, 你是跟神有个不断的对话, 这个祈祷。
And he says, speak to God.
他这里说就是叫你, 你要跟神说话。
Wherever you are, in whatever situation you're in,
无论你在哪里, 无论在什么处境,
anywhere, everywhere,
在任何的地方, 在到处,
talk to God. Because our lives are an open book to him. And he desires to communicate with you. Pray with him. One of my favorite places to pray is actually when I'm driving. Not because of my driving. But God has always had the angel watching over me. And he's watching over all the other people on the street too. But quiet time when I'm alone in the car is a wonderful time when I can actually focus on praying from my heart. You know, my eyes doesn't have to be closed. They're actually on the road. But I find that the best times I pray is actually when I'm driving.
So
I'm able to see and see all the beautiful creation in the highways of God's creation. Whether the sun or whether all the trees. And it's a wonderful time for me to praise God in prayer. And when I have the music on, Christian music, I sing from my heart.
And
that's the next point, that prayer, there are all types of prayer.
You
know, that's the second all, with all prayer and supplication.
有多种的祷告, 我们第二点就是讲到要多方面的祷告和祈求。
You know, there's all types of prayer. Psalm is the perfect place and perfect example for us to understand prayer. There's prayers of needs.
我们有需要的祷告。
When you read Psalms, there's prayers of praise and thanksgiving.
在诗篇我们读到有赞美有感恩的祷告。
You know, there are tons of prayers on laments and sadness and struggles.
亦都有很多的诗篇是讲到我们的困难、我们的难处, 或者是我们的悲伤、我们的叹息。
You know, there are tons of prayers on deliverance and seeing the joy, prayers of joy.
亦都有很多是拯救的祷告, 或者是有喜乐的祷告。
You know, and prayers are sometimes verbal, most of the time verbal.
我们的祈祷很多时候是用言语讲出来。
They're sung with our voices. Alright, some of these psalms are meant to be sung. A prayer can actually be silent from the depths of our hearts. Prayers, you can have your arms and hands lifted up in praise. Or your knees can be bent in lowliness. You know, prayers can be deliberate. They can be script where you follow God's word to pray. But prayer can also be spontaneous and unplanned. Where you see God's joy of creation and you jump with joy.
立时乐欢呼嘅嚟到祈祷。
All sorts of prayers.
好多唔同种类嘅祷告。
Prayers can be with tears of sadness.
祷告可以系带住忧伤嘅眼泪。
Or those tears can be of joy.
亦都可以带住欢喜快乐嘅眼泪。
Praying to God.
向神祈祷。
Communing with Him day by day, moment by moment.
每一天每一刻嘅与神相交。
Is meant to be a way of life for you.For a Christian.
这个是一个基督徒你一个生活的方式
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 the first section it says I desire then that in every place the man that men should pray
提摩太一书二章八节这样讲我愿人举起圣洁的手随处祷告
See our hearts and our thoughts
我们的心思意念
are meant to be intimately intertwined with God's thoughts and with His heart.
是应该紧紧地吻合神的意念。
We were created to be beings who would love Him and worship Him.
因为当我们被造的时候的原意我们是要去爱神与神相交。
That we will love Him and serve Him with all our strength.With all our might and with all our soul.
我们要尽心尽力尽意的去侍奉去爱我们的神。
That we live for him, we offer our praise and thanksgiving to God.
我们为他而活的时候我们会赞美他我们会去感恩。
Is that how our lives are today?
但是今天我们的生命是不是这样的呢
You know, when something wonderful happens to you, what is your first response?
如果在你生命里面有些美好的事情发生，你第一个的回应是什么？
Do you jump for joy and praise God and thank God?
你是不是立时的跳起来去感谢神，去赞美神？
When you suddenly face issues of trouble, what do you do?
如果你突然间有麻烦来到的时候，你又会怎么呢？
Do you cry out to God for deliverance and for protection?
你是不是向神去呼求、求保护、求拯救呢？
When you see people in distress, how do you respond?
当你见到其他人在苦难里面，你又会怎么回应呢？
Do you go to God and ask for His mercy and His grace?
你会不会去求神的怜悯和恩典临到这些人身上呢？
When you see evil in the world,
当你在这个世界见到邪恶，
What do you do?
你又怎样做呢？
Do you run to God in prayer?
你是不是跑到去神那里来到祈祷呢？
Ask Him to stem the tides of sin and evil.
求神阻止这些的邪恶，这些的试探呢？
Now the question is our heart leaning or bent towards God?
其实最终的问题就是我们的心是不是倾向神，我们的心是不是倚靠神。
When anything happens, is He your first person that you're leaning towards?
当任何事情发生的时候，你是不是第一时间奔向神呢？
The Bible says to lift up all things in prayer.
圣经叫我们要凡事祷告。
And God is the one that is attentively seeking to hear your voice.
神就是乐意的等候着听你的声音。
Alright, thirdly, Paul says, To that end, keep alert and with all perseverance.
第三点，保罗就讲，并要在此警醒不倦。
You know, all perseverance is very simple. It means to stick with it.
不倦意思即系话唔好放弃。
Don't lose heart and quit.
唔好放弃，唔好气馁，唔好灰心。
You know, sometimes when we ask God and speak to God about the concerns of our hearts,
有时当我哋将心里边我哋记挂嘅东西去同神讲
，answers don't necessarily come right away.
但系佢嘅回应唔系必然立刻嘅。
Our perseverance means that you stick to it, wait upon the Lord.
但是我们要忍耐的我们不要灰心的去等候神。
Don't lose heart and quit.
我们不要灰心的放弃。
Because we know that God promises to love us and do what's best for us.
因为我们深信神是应许过要将最好的给我们。
He has promised to hear our prayers and answer them.
他都应许过他会听允答允我们的祈求。
But he never said in your time.
但是他从来没有讲到话是在你的时间。
Right, it's always going to be in God's time.
因为必然是在神的时间。
He's a sovereign God. He knows what's best for us. So that's perseverance.
这个就是说我们要恒久,
but the question is, what does to that end refer to? To that end, keep alert.
但是这个说, 并要在此警醒,
you know, to what end?
什么叫并要在此呢?
All right. Now, when we read this verse, when I read this verse, this kind of reminds me of Jesus' prayer on the mountain of Gethsemane, Matthew 26.
当我读这节经文的时候，就让我记起喺马太福音第26章，当耶稣喺客西马利园嘅祷告。
Do you remember this famous prayer, the prayer of Gethsemane, when Jesus, just before he's betrayed, before he goes onto the cross, he goes there to pray with his disciples?
你记唔记得喺马太福音呢一段就系记载咗当耶稣被拿同埋被钉喺十字架之前，佢同佢嘅门徒去到客西马利园嗰度嘅祷告咧
？He takes his disciples up and he tells them to stay at the base of the mountain to keep alert and to pray. Keep alert and to pray.
佢就系带到佢嘅门徒去到呢一个嘅山脚，叫佢哋要警醒嘅祷告，警醒嘅祷告。
And he goes up to the mountain to pray to God.
咁佢耶稣就系去登上山上去同神祷告。
You know, he prayed that, you know, as he faces the agony of his death, he prays that may this cup be taken away from me, but not my will, but your will be done.
他就祈求父神将这个苦杯拿开，但系唔系凭住我嘅旨意，那系你嘅旨意。
You know, do you remember what happens?
咁你记唔记得跟住咩事发生？
You know, he goes up to pray, comes back, and what does he find?
他祈完祷落到嚟，佢发现咗啲咩事啊？
The disciples fell asleep.
他的门徒都睡着了。
Alright, so he woke them up again and says, be alert, pray.
他就叫醒他们了，要警醒祷告。
He went to pray and he went to pray the same prayer before the Lord.
又跟主再祷告，同一个祷告。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
And he comes back and his disciples are asleep again.
回到来门徒又睡着了。
And then that happened three times.
他们这样做了三次。
Each time they came back, Jesus came back, they were asleep.
每一次耶稣回到来的时候，他们都睡着了。
Chapter 26, verse 40, Jesus says this.
马太福音26章40至41节，耶稣就这样讲了。
And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, so, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
耶稣这样说，来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片刻么？总要警醒祷告，免得人入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却是软弱的。
You know, when you pray, does your mind ever wander?
当你祈祷的时候，你会不会有时去了游魂呢？
Have you ever prayed and fell asleep?
你有没有试过祈祈下头睡着觉呢？
Alright, be honest, I prayed and fell asleep.
我跟你坦白说，我会。
Alright, I'm sure you must have done the same thing once or twice.
我都很相信你都会。
Alright, many times I've tried to pray before I go to bed.
很多时就是在我睡觉之前我祈祷。
Before I finish praying, I'm fast asleep.
我都没祈完祷，我已经睡着觉了。
Alright, but the point about it is that we're weak, we need help.
这个重点就是我们是软弱的，我们需要帮助。
It's very hard for us to be persistent, to be alert.
我们很难时时都去警醒的。
And it's always hard to keep focused on what God wants us to pray for.
也都很难时时的去专注神要我们为什么来祈祷。
So we need to keep God focused.
所以我们一定要专注于神。
Now, what did Jesus pray for when he went up to the mountain?
但是当耶稣去到这个山顶的时候，他是为什么祈祷呢？
His concluding verse.
他最后结束的时候，他说什么？
Is that your will be done.
他说你的旨意被成就。
Not my will, but your will be done in my life, O Lord.
不是我的旨意，乃是父神你的旨意在我生命里面成就。
And ultimately, that needs to be our focus in life as well.
而最终我们人生的目的都应该是这样。
What we pray for?
我们为什么祈祷？
What do we pray?
我哋祈啲乜嘢？
This is it.
就係呢一樣嘢啦。
Your will be done in my life, O Lord.
主啊，你嘅旨意喺我哋喺我嘅生命裏邊成就。
All right, that's what we need to be watchful for. Be alert. Pay attention to what you're praying for.
呢樣嘢就係我哋要警醒禱告，睇下自己祈求啲乜嘢。
That God's will be done in your life and in the lives of other people.
就係神嘅旨意喺你嘅生命喺別人嘅生命嚟到成就。
That's what it means to pray in the Spirit.
呢一個就係憑住聖靈禱告嘅意思。
According to God's word, according to God's will.
係憑住神嘅話語，憑住神嘅心意嚟到祈禱。
He answers prayers when we pray in the Spirit.
當我哋係憑住聖靈嚟到禱告嘅時候，神亦都會應允。
God doesn't answer everything you pray about.
神唔會去答应你所求的每一
件事。You can't ask everything in the world and expect God to answer that prayer.
你不可以在这个世界里面去求所有的事情， 就等神去应允所有的事
情。He's not that magic genie.
因为他不是这眼神灯。
But he has a plan and a purpose for our lives.
但是在我们的生命里面他有计划的。
And our prayer must always be focused and alert to realize we pray for his will to be done in my life.
而我们祈祷要专注的就是求神的旨意在我们生命里面来成就。
All right, that's what brings him glory.
就是这样才能够将荣耀归于他。
That's what brings him praise.
就是这样才能够将颂赞归于他。
That's praying within the Spirit.
这个就是凭着圣灵的祷告。
All right, that is what this whole thing is about. It's about winning that spiritual battle.
这里讲了这么久都是说是为了什么呢？就是要在这个属灵的战争里面我们得胜。
Paul's bringing us back to the main theme that he's talking about.
保罗在这里带回去他所讲的主题。
The words to that end.
在这里说并要。
Actually refers us up back to the beginning in the section where he's talking about the spiritual battle.
为什么要说并要？其实是带回我们去一开始讲这个属灵战争。
You as a Christian, as a child of God.
你是一个基督徒，你是神的儿女。
You're in this spiritual battle.
你就已经在这一场属灵的战争。
Put on that armor of God.
你就要穿上这个圣神的军装。
Now pray.
并且现在要祈祷。
Pray for God's victory in your life.
你要祈求神的得胜在你的生命里面。
Pray for that spiritual battle, that walking worthy of the calling in Christ.
你的祈祷就是要求你行事为人配得这个蒙召的福音。
That alertness, that watchfulness.
这个的警醒，这个的不倦。
Is focused on seeing God's will be done and accomplished in your life.
就是专注于你说神的旨意在我生命里面来到成就。
That's a very important point.
这个是很重要的一点。
We need to ask that question, what does God want my life to look like?
我们要问一个很重要的问题，就是说神要我的生命是怎样的呢？
A lot of times we don't ask that question.
很多时候我们不会问这条问题。
We have exactly what I want my life to look like.
因为我们很清楚一幅图画，我知道我想我的生命是怎样。
And that's what I'm praying for.
所以我就这样祈祷了。
Praying in the Spirit is opposite.
但是凭着圣灵祈祷是正正相反。
You begin to ask, what should my life look like?
你就会去问一个问题，我的生命应该是怎样。
How does God want my life to look?
神想我的生命是怎样的？
How does my life of my brother or sister look like? What should it look like?
我周围弟兄姊妹的生命又应该是怎样？
How can God's will be done in our lives?
神的旨意怎样在我们的生命里面能够成就呢？
That is the focus.
这个就是应该我们专注的。
A commentator put it this way.
有一个解经家这样讲，
Prayer is not getting man's will done in heaven. It's getting God's will done on earth.
祷告不是要人的旨意成就在天上，乃是要神的旨意成就在地上。
It sounds very, actually, it brings the verse to mind, doesn't it?
是不是听起来你就会想起一节圣经呢？
The Lord's Prayer.
就是主祷问啊。
That your will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
It's that your kingdom come, your will be done.
愿你国降临。
Right? That's what we are to pray for.
我们的祈祷应该是这样。
That needs to be our focus and what we keep our eyes alerted on.
我们的眼睛就是要警醒, 我们就要知道我们的焦点应该是什么。
Right? Why?
是什么?
We're praying for God's kingdom.
第一就是我们要为着神的国度而祷告。
Because that's our objective as a soldier.
因为我们做神的 兵的时候,
primary thing you are called to do
我们被呼召主要要做的,
is to advance God's kingdom.
就是要扩展神的国度,
show forth His light in the way that you live.
我们藉着我们的生活的方式为主发光,
proclaim His name to bring others to Christ.
我们要宣告主的名, 将别人带到去耶稣基督那里,
winning that spiritual battle of sin, turning from sin, but being more righteous and holy each and every day.
我们在属灵的争战里面, 我们要转离罪, 每一日更加的圣洁公义。
Why?
为什么?
All this because it brings God glory.
因为这些一切都要将荣耀归于神。
That's His will for each of us.
这个就是祂在我们生命, 每一个人的生命的旨意。
This leads to our final all.
接着就讲到最后的一点了。
Pray for all the saints.
要为众圣徒祈求。
Just a question. Think about the way that you pray.
那我问一个问题了, 你怎样祈祷的呢?
How do you pray?
你如何祷告?
Now, I'm probably the same way.
我可能都是这样的。
That a lot of our prayers, my prayers as well, focus on a lot of my own needs.
我们很多时候我们祈祷呢, 都是主要是为自己祈祷的,
you know,
center around
my family, extended family, and everything that I'm facing in life, that's what I pray for.
我们祈祷很多时候就是为自己啦, 为我们的家人啦, 为我们的亲属啦, 这些是我们的主题。
But Paul is reminding us here, always pray for others.
这里保罗就提醒我们要为众人祷告。
We're to pray especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
特别是众圣徒, 这个就是我们主内的弟兄姊妹。
We need to pray for the people next to you.
我们要为坐我们隔离的人来祷告。
Right, we're a small church, so you should kind of know the people next to you.
我们的教会很小的, 所以你应该是识你隔离的人的。
Right, when's the last time you prayed for another brothers and sister in this church?
在这个教会里面, 你何时是上一次为别人来祷告呢?
Right, outside of those people within the church bulletin prayer, do you know any needs of other people?
除了我们知道,藉着我们的秩序表, 我们知道有弟兄姊妹是有需要的列出来, 你知不知道有其他弟兄姊妹有什么需要呢?
We all know our own needs.
我们每一个人都很清楚我们自己的需要。
But in order for us to pray for others,
但是要我们为别人祷告呢?
We need to be alert of their needs.
我们要警醒, 我们要知道别人的需要。
You know, as a church,
一间的教会,
all right, as our church, with all the prayer concerns that we have had recently,
在最近我们有很多的代祷事项,
God's been teaching us to care for the needs of our brothers and sisters.
神也都会教导我们要关顾弟兄姊妹的需要。
Okay, because I know that people have been praying for all those concerns that we have been listed.
因为我知道弟兄姊妹都为着 为着提出来的事情来祷告。
And that is a wonderful thing.
这个实在是一件美事。
That we as a church, that you as a body of Christ,
我们一间教会, 我们是神的肢体,
is lifting up those people and brothers and sisters around you that really need the power of God's word and God's strength.
就是去 纪念到在主里面,他们是需要神的话语,神的帮助的弟兄姊妹。
That's a wonderful thing.
这个是美好的事。
Because God is their refuge.
因为主就是他们的避难所。
And when we pray for our brothers and sisters,
当我们为弟兄姊妹祈祷的时候,
what does it do?
会发生什么事呢?
It actually unites us as the body of Christ, that we pray along with one another.
就是当我们一起祈祷的时候, 亦都使我们有这个合一。
That as they're going through that suffering, we're not going through with them, but spiritually we are.
当我们要经历这条苦难的道路的时候, 不是我们行, 但是我们是陪他去经历。
We walk with them as we cling to the promises of God.
我们是和他一起抓紧神的应许而与他们同行。
We become encouraged when we encourage them to focus and trust in God's healing and deliverance.
当我们去鼓励他去信靠神的拯救神的医治的时候，我们自己都得到鼓励。
We are reassured when we remind them of God's wonderful hope and peace.
当我们去提醒到他们能够在神里面有这个盼望有这个平安的时候，其实我们是在提醒自己。
Because when they see that suffering and they face this reality of mortality and death,
因为当他们面对疾病面对死亡面对人生的软弱，
they have this wonderful salvation.
他们就是有这个奇妙的救恩。
This peace of assurance of their salvation that nothing ever can compare to.
就是有这个肯定的救恩，而没有一样东西能够跟他有得比的，这个就是奇妙了。
So it's a good thing that we are praying together with each other for those in need.
所以我们一起为着有需要的人来祷告是美事。
But Paul reminds us something more.
但是这里保罗提醒我们的还有一些东
西。 That our prayers must go deeper than just physical needs.
但是我们的祷告要深入于超过我们日常的需要。
Is there anything greater than physical needs?
还有没有东西比日常的需要更加大？
We need to pray for spiritual needs.
我们要为属灵的需要来祈祷。
That even for those people suffering,
就算在苦难当中的人，
physically,
他们肉体上有痛苦，
We pray that God's will be done in their lives.
我们也还是祈求神的旨意在他们生命里面来成就。
That God's evident purpose for their lives will continue to be delivered.
神的旨意继续在他们生命里面来到运行。
All right, we are to pray for the spiritual needs of our brothers and sisters.
我们要为到我们弟兄姊妹的属灵生命来祷告。
We have this whole list of physical needs.
我们有一张清单讲到我们日用的需要。
But we have,
我们肉体的需要。
We have no list for the spiritual needs.
但是我们没有列到我们属灵的需要是什么。
And that's something that we need to improve.
我们要在这里做好一点。
To be able to pray for the spiritual needs of our brothers and sisters.
我们要为我们弟兄姊妹属灵的健康来到祈祷。
Paul tells us that and he uses himself as that example.
保罗在这里怎样去教导我们，他就是用自己做一个的例子。
Where do we see this? Why do we need to pray for our spiritual things?
为什么我们要为着我们的属灵生命来祈祷？
Verse 19 and 20, and also for me, pray for me, pray for our brothers and sisters, and also for me.That words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak.
他说要为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘作了带锁链的使者。并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Paul says, "Pray for me."
保罗说为我祈祷啦。
But what is his prayer request?
但是他求的人哋系点样祈呢？
You know, one thing you notice is that he never even prays about his spiritual, physical needs.
喺呢度我哋睇到佢都冇提到佢肉身上嘅需要。
He doesn't even talk about his suffering of being in jail and in prison.
他都没说到说他在监狱的这个苦楚。
He doesn't even talk about being chained inside the jail.
他也都没说到说他坐监被锁住。
Right, all he says is pray for me.
他只是说为我祈求。
But he focuses on praying for his spiritual needs.
但是他专注的就是为我属灵的需要祈求。
He'll pray that I won't be timid and worried of knowing what to say.
俾我有口才能够放胆嘅去讲。
That's what he's saying. Pray for God to fill my mouth with His words.
去祈求神去充满我嘅言语，让我能够说出嚟。
All right, pray for my spiritual battle.
为我属灵嘅征战嚟到祈祷。
I won't be in fear being before the Roman government.
以致我喺罗马嘅军官面前，我唔会丧胆。
But help me to be bold in proclaiming the gospel.
让我能够大胆地去宣讲福音。
So even in spite of my physical suffering.
所以就算在肉体上我是有苦难。
Help me to Be faithful in living out my purpose of why you put me here.
帮助我能够忠心地去活出你摆我在这个光景的目的。
God has a purpose for our lives.
神在我们的生命里面是有个目的的。
To live it faithfully for Him.
就是忠心地为主而活。
But even in our physical suffering,
就算在我们肉体上的苦难。
Our focus must be bring forth the will of God in my life.
我们专注的就是要将神的旨意行在我们生命里面。
Paul's reminder here is to keep focus on our spiritual battle.
保罗在这里提醒我们的就是要我们专注于我们属灵的作战。
Yes, we are to pray for the physical needs of our brothers
and
sisters. 没错，
我们要为着弟兄姊妹日用的需要来祷告。
But it must not stop there.
但是不可以在那里就停。
We must grow deeper in our spiritual needs.
在我们属灵的需要里面，我们都要祈祷。
Pray that God's will be accomplished in my life and in the lives of my brothers and sisters.
我们要为到神的旨意行在我的生命里面，亦都行在弟兄姊妹的生命里面。
That even in the midst of suffering,
就算在苦难当中，
God will shine forth.
神亦都会照亮。
That His will be done in my life.
祂的旨意行在我的生命里面。
I'll be faithful to live out as a testimony of His glory and grace as I depend on Him.
当我依靠祂的时候，我就是个忠心的去活出神那个荣耀，神的信实。
So we need to include in our prayers.
所以在我们的祈祷里面，我们要包括。
For our brothers and sisters.
要包括我们弟兄姊妹。
That they will have the victory in their spiritual battles.
在他们的属灵征战里面，他们都能够得胜。
Battles of overcoming sin in their lives.
在他们和罪的征战里面，他们会得胜。
That they will walk worthy of their calling in Christ.
他们的行事为人，亦都配得蒙召的福音相称。
That they will walk in the strength of the Lord.
他们就是凭着主的力量来到行走。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为着你的话语献上感谢。
For it is always a light unto our path.
因为就是我们路上的灯。
Father, please open our eyes to see.
天父，求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见。
The spiritual reality of where we stand.
我们在属灵的生命里面，我们在哪一个光景？
That through this wonderful power of Jesus' saving grace,
凭着主耶稣基督奇妙救恩的大能，
That we experience on this earth the joys of being in union with you.
我们在世上就有与你合一的，与你，有你与我们同在的这一份的喜乐。
That we have this amazing restored relationship with you.
你回复了我们与同你的关系。
That you are a God that is never apart from us.
你是一个从来不会撇下我们的主。
Father, help us to see you.
帮助我们看见你。
That our lives will be lives of prayer.
我们的生命是一个赞美你的生命。
Lives that will always be in communion with you.
是一个常常与你相交的生命。
That your spirit will begin to mold us and make us.
你的圣灵亦都去塑造我们。
To be people who are conscious of your presence.
成为一班好着意知道你与我们同在的人。
Father, help us to realize the things that we need to pray for.
帮助我们知道我们应该为什么来到祈祷。
Pray for others.
为别人祷告。
Pray for our brothers and sisters.
为我们的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Pray for them spiritually, physically, spiritually.
为着他们肉体和属灵的生命来到祷告。
Pray that your will be done in their lives.
去为着你的旨意行在他们的生命里面。
Father, help us to grow closer to one another.
帮助我们紧紧的一起的同行。
To be willing to open up our lives.
让我们敞开我们的生命。
To be able to show our struggles of faith.
让我们在我们的挣扎，在我们的信心里面。
That we can learn to encourage and walk with one another.
彼此的学习，怎样一起的同行。
Father, we know that none of us have it all together.
我们知道我们没有一个人是使得的。
Break down these walls and these images of being sufficient without you.
求你帮助拆毁我们这一份虚假的墙，以为自己没有你，我们都还可行的。
Let us show the vulnerability of realizing that we struggle.
让我们的坦白的知道我们实在是在一些挣扎里面。
We struggle in living faithful to you.
我们在对你忠心的生过一个忠心的生命里面，我们都有这个挣扎。
Father, and I pray that you will continue to use us as the body of Christ.
求主你继续使用我们基督的身体。
To sharpen one another.
让我们来够彼此的鼓励。
To grow in your word.
在你的话语里面来到成长。
To be an encouragement to each other.
彼此的激发。
To be able to walk together through our struggles.
在我们挣扎里面一起的同行。
And pray for each other.
彼此的代祷。
Father, for you are our Lord, our God.
主你就是我们的主宰，你是我们的神。
For you have bound us in unity with you and with each other.
你让我们一起的与你一起。
And we thank you for that.
我们为此献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Right, let's all rise and turn to hymn number 433. What a friend we have in Jesus.
让我们一起起立唱耶稣恩。